Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm asking the question, and I'm going to answer it, about which Georgia defensive player will have the biggest impact in the 2022 NFL draft. Now, there is a ton of players I can pick from before I give my my assessment, right, my choice. Before we start, right, if you enjoy this video or sub to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day, pretty much, right, close enough to it, on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast, Bibble, on anywhere this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks to the Belief Podcast Network for all their continued support. Check out clips of our shows at 100th Football on Instagram. And we have a brand new LinkedIn page over there. So go over there, check us out. We're uploading the episodes of the podcast over there. So if you want a way to a better way to find it or another way to find it, go over there and check us out. And like I said, go support our brand new place on LinkedIn. But let's get into it. Which Georgia defensive player will have the biggest impact this year on the draft? There's a ton of them. I mean, Jordan Davis, Lewis Seen, N'Kobe Dean. I mean, it's a laundry list, right? It's too many to list. And when I was doing research and trying to figure out who I was going to pick for my pick for who I think will have the best impact, right? It was tough. It really was tough because, I mean, we all know how Georgia did in 2021, obviously won the national championship. And rightfully so, a ton of them decided, you know, we're going to go to the draft. I mean, man, it is tough. I mean, you could pick a lot of these players. Like I said, Jordan Davis, the Devontae Wyatts. I mean, it's insane. Darian Kendrick too, right? But I decided to go with a linebacker, and not just any linebacker. I went with the 2021 best linebacker in the country, the Butkus Award winner. The young man, 5'11", 225-ish, whatever it is, pounds, N'Kobe Dean. I had to go with him, man, because after just how he was able to impact the way the Georgia defense was, plus he had a phenomenal year last year, 72 total tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, and also 6 sacks and 2 interceptions, one of those being a pick 6, playing 15 games as well. I mean, that's hard to pass up. I get that some people say that he is a bit on the smaller size, but let me do my best to sway your opinion and to convince you about why I think this young man will have the biggest impact on whoever he is drafted to, right? This is all being recorded before the draft, so we don't know where he's going yet. But whoever he's going to go to is going to get a top-tier linebacker, I think. Very good reaction skills, amazing explosiveness, quick and agile with the best of them. He, like I mentioned, he can do a lot of things to disrupt the passing game. If you want interceptions, he can give you that. If you want sacks, he can give you that. If you want tackles for loss, he can give you that too. a great blitzer in the linebacking game. In the run game, he's pretty solid too. He's a great tackler. He's not going to bounce off guys too often, right? He sometimes can be a little bit too aggressive, but I feel that with good coaching, with better coaching in the NFL, that's going to get taken care of real quick. He can beat guys with speed, with shedding them, with power. I mean, this is a three-down linebacker who's going to be a top-tier player, I think. Multiple Pro Bowlers. I'm expecting big things out of this young man. That's why I'm hyping him up so much, because I expect him to be a great player in the NFL, almost as great as he was in college, right? Like I said, tackling, top A+, as our dude Vincent Turner says, barely misses any tackles, is always going to get to him. Football IQ off the charts, can't even rate an A+. That's an A++ right there, baby, because he is a very smart player. He's not going to be running around with his head, just not knowing where to go, where the play's at, where the ball's at. He's going to know where it's at. Competitive toughness, absolutely amazing. You played in the SEC, man. You got to have some competitive toughness against some great competition, the Alabamas of the world, the Floridas, et cetera, et cetera. He's up there with the best of them. Pass coverage, very solid as well. Not the best, but good enough, pretty solid. I would give that maybe a B+, an A-, something he can still learn and grow at, but a very good pass coverage player overall. Better in zone, obviously, than man, but he's still good enough. I think he can still learn this in this trait and get a little bit better. Well, overall, he can definitely learn from that, but I think he's still solid in the pass game as well. Run defender, like I said, very good as well. Downhill player is going to use all of his force, his will against you. And like I mentioned, with that good tackling, he is very good in the run game as a defender. He can beat up some blocks, man. He is going to be running through you at times. He's going to try, like I said, it is going to be a little bit tougher in the NFL, obviously. You got bigger guys. So we will see if he can maybe put on a little bit more strength. But he's got that speed to run around guys for sure and not just run through them, right? Lateral mobility, pretty solid. Good flow. He's able to get to the ball carrier very well. And he's got just that quick twitch, right? He's able to get that explosive involved, that good flexibility, that amazing leadership, a very good player at Georgia, very good leader. And like I said, he is a very good player for the Georgia Bulldogs going to the NFL. People have him rated second round, probably for sure, maybe a late first round. I think that there's a ton of teams out there who need linebacking help, and whoever scoops him up, right? Like I said, we've all go. I'm not going to say what teams need him, because we did 32 teams and what their draft needs were. We got a playlist of it on YouTube, so go check it out. But whoever drafts this young man will get a winner, a leader, a guy with A+ explosion, talent, and just an overall good dude. I expect great things from N'Kobe Dean. I think that he's – I think the world of the young man, like I do a lot of the guys at Georgia, right? And don't look at his smaller frame, right? Look at just what he produced on the field at Georgia, and I think he can definitely duplicate that and be even better in the NFL in the right system. I think that, you know, I think that he's a late first-round pick, not second round. I really do think that. And I'm excited to see where this young man goes, as well as with all the other great Georgia players, because there's, I believe, 10, 12 Georgia players in general, with, of course, the majority of those being on defense. So I'm excited to see how many of the Georgia Bulldogs get selected in just the first round of the NFL draft. That's going to be amazing. But I'm excited to see where N'Kobe Dean lands. I expect big things out of this young man, and I can't wait to see how he does at the next level in the NFL. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So please drop a comment. How do you think N'Kobe Dean will do in the NFL? And also, who is your pick for the best Georgia defensive player that will make the biggest impact this year in the draft? We'd love to interact with you. We'd love to comment. And we'll just talk more about football, because that's what we do here, right? Like I said, check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Check out the podcast as well. Available anywhere to listen to podcasts pretty much every single day, with close to 900 episodes available to listen to and download right now. History specials, legend interviews, amazing draft coverage of not just this year's draft, last year's draft in 2020, 2019, I'm sure, and maybe even before then, right? So amazing draft content, as always, with myself, Mr. Football Vince Turner, 12-year vet Bobby Butler, of course, Daniel Kelly, our former NFL draft scout, the super talented Miss Ronnie G, and of course, our amazing top-tier producer in the game, Jeremiah Long. We're just here to have some fun, talk some football, and, you know, as I said, we do each and every week, 10-plus episodes at minimum pretty much per week. So we thank you for all the continued support. We wouldn't do any of this without you. So we just want to say thank you. Enjoy the draft, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you in a little while.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.